Welcome to In the Studio with a 21st century perspective on the greatest rock albums in history.
One, two, three.
I'm Redbeard, and today in the studio, it's Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band's number one selling album, Against the Wind.
I found myself seeking shelter against the wind.
I think of all the albums I've ever done, I think Against the Wind is the easiest for me to listen to. It's probably the most fulfilled I ever was as a songwriter. Things were going along real good. I was very relaxed. The tracks were very spontaneous. That song, Her Strut, was written about Jane Fonda. Hi, this is Bob Seger in the studio with Against the Wind.
It was just after sunrise on a chilly late winter Saturday morning in Memphis, Tennessee in 1980, and about 1,000 people had camped out overnight at the city's main ticket outlet to be among the first to buy Bob Seger concert tickets for his upcoming stop on the Silver Bullet Band's Against the Wind tour. The album had debuted at number one in sales, and in anticipation of this big turnout for tickets, our Memphis radio station, Rock 103, was serving free hot breakfast to the first 103 people in line. As I gazed out over the long line of humanity as it snaked around the building and across the crowded parking lot, boom boxes blaring out Seger songs to serenade the bleary-eyed throng, my mind drifted back 9 years earlier to my first time seeing Bob perform. It was another Saturday about mid-afternoon in summer 1971 in a cornfield in northwest Ohio, south of Toledo, where Seger was about fifth down the bill of mostly regional Detroit acts. As it turned out, Bob was on sabbatical from rock and roll, accompanying himself with just an acoustic guitar. Many years later, Seger would explain to me that was his journeyman period for becoming a better songwriter, because unlike with a band, when you perform solo acoustic, there's no place to hide. Every phrase, every chord, every note is laid bare. Apparently, Bob Seger learned his lessons well. That Memphis concert sold out in advance, as did practically every stop on the 1980 tour. Against the Wind was one of Bob Seger's 7 top 10 multi-platinum albums in a row. With 10 song titles from which to choose, I asked Bob Seger why he chose the one Against the Wind for the album's title.
Against the Wind, I was running a lot, really. You know, I used to always like to run to stay in shape. It was good for my voice, my lungs. I'd run 3 miles a day. And I was always a big fan of track, too. I was a cross-country runner in high school, as a matter of fact. I didn't go out for the football team or anything. I liked running the 2 miles, so that's what I did. And so part of it was that, you know, it was a very free feeling. You know, you get away from work and you just go out there and do about 3 miles in about, you know, 20 minutes or something like that. I ran pretty fast and it felt great. And it was good for the legs on stage and the stamina and everything else. It was also kind of looking back on all the work that I'd done, you know, and how, you know, sometimes when I look back, I can't believe I did that. I worked that hard. It was like so focused and so relentless. And if it wasn't producing, it was writing. If it wasn't writing, it was performing. If it wasn't performing, it was promoting. And it's hard to believe that, you know, what we did all through those years.
Smoking a big cigarette.
talking about the parallel rails of a train track. That's Long Twin Silver Line from Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band's February 1980 album, Against the Wind. Bob has fond memories of making that album to this day.
I must say, that was probably my favorite album to work on because I felt we were really kind of established at that point, you know, and I felt a little more like I could stretch out in different directions. Funny thing was, the band wanted to play ballads and Muscle Shoals wanted to play rock and roll, you know? And so we've got some stuff on there, like Long Twin Silver Line is one of my better rock vocals I ever did. Just a powerhouse vocal on that thing. And it's all live, and I think it's about take 5 or take 6 with Muscle Shoals, you know, maybe 4. We had reached the point where we were just ripping and tearing.
Following his 1976 breakthrough, Night Moves, came Stranger in Town in 1978. This, in turn, caused sales of Seger's 1975 Live Bullet Double Live album to take off after the fact. By February 1980's release of Against the Wind, Bob Seger was a superstar. But it had its awkward period.
I think the reaction to Stardom was very uncomfortable from 76 through 79 because I had had no reaction for the 12 years prior to that. So I was very suspicious throughout that period. I was a very hardworking person, but I probably wasn't the best person to be around unless you were really in my inner circle, as it were. You know, the band, my manager, my girlfriend, my girlfriend's family, my family. If you weren't within that circle, I was so busy all the time working and trying to continue our success and enjoy it as well, that I was quite closed off. I think it wasn't until 1980 that I really opened up. And that's why, again, why I have such fond memories of Against the Wind. I think I was at that point I had relaxed. And I think you can almost hear it. There's less desperation, I think. And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but Against the Wind is far more relaxed and offhand than Stranger in Town or Night Moves are.
As relaxed as Seger felt during this time, nevertheless, over 2 years were spent writing and recording the Against the Wind album. But when it came time to select the first single, Seger chose a song he had originally written 7 years earlier for the Beautiful Loser album. It's a classic example of a song getting put aside and then eventually used, something Seger would do many times over his career. The song, Fire Lake.
We decided to come with Fire Lake as the first single because it was totally and unequivocally unlike anything we'd ever done before. You know, the lyric is very different and very kind of unique, and it's about taking risks is what the lyrics is about, you know, about risking love, about risking, you know, chucking it all and just heading off with a bunch of wild people, whatever. It is... It's one of my favorite lyrics down through the years, and the track is very unusual. It's sort of of an R&B meets country kind of thing on the track. And then of course I was fortunate enough to have my friends the Eagles, you know, Glenn and Don and all those guys, sing background on it. I really wanted it to be the first single, but I never thought Capitol would agree to it. And I believe it was Punch who talked him into it, and it was a huge hit. And what I liked about it was it like broke new ground for us. It really showed that we were unafraid to push the envelope of what we were doing before, which was basically pretty hot rock and roll.
Who's gonna ride that chrome three-wheel? Who's gonna make that first mistake? Thank you.
work so well, and they lay you down so fast, till you look straight up and say, oh Lord, am I really here at last? Who wants to play those eights and aces?
The backing vocals of Eagles Don Henley, Glenn Frey, and Timothy B. Schmidt. That's Fire Lake. We'll soon hear more about Seger's friendship with certain members of the Eagles just a little bit later. The album that really broke it big for Bob Seger in 1976, Night Moves, and then Stranger in Town. Although both Night Moves and Stranger in Town were very successful, Seger felt that he was a bit careful on those records. With Against the Wind, Bob wanted to stretch out and try a few different things.
Stranger in Town is very much like a Night Moves album-wise, I think. You know, it sounds the same, whereas Against the Wind does not sound like Stranger in Town or Night Moves. It's got a different new thing to it. And I think this is when we moved into Bill Simzik, the Eagles producer, helped us on it. We were using better studios. We were taking more time to do things right. And I was also feeling my oats as a player more on Against the Wind. I played lead guitar on Horizontal Bop. I played the rhythm on Horizontal Bop. I played all the guitars on Her Strut. It's just me, the bass player, and the drummer. I'm playing everything. And so I was starting to step out as a musician, as it were, you know, on Against the Wind. And that was kind of fun, you know, and the band let me do it. They said, yeah, okay, yeah, you do it. You know, Drew was very generous. You know, he said, I understand you got this thing in your head and you want to get it out. And of course, he is also playing on Horizontal Bop. I gave him two solos on it, the one in the center, and I shared the one on the end with him. And although I do the opening one, and it worked out really nice, and he was generous to let me stretch out a little bit.
Horizontal Bop.
getting louder, the beats getting fast. Summer's finally made it, yeah, it's finally here at last. Pony cars are cruising on Woodward Avenue. Go and try to pass them, but smoke it if you do. The whole town's shaking from the bottom to the top. Everybody wants to do the horse on bop. The busters from the country and the hitters from the shop. Everybody wants to do the horse on bop. Tell them we'll be dancing, dancing till we drop. Everybody wants to do the horse on bop.
Inspired by the Cajun sounds of Little Feat and featuring the legendary Dr. John on piano, plus Silver Bullet Band's Alto Reed on sax, that's the horizontal bop. Next, Bob Seger reveals how superstardom's demands to tour affected his songwriting and what Hollywood star inspired the song Her Strut. Bob Seger's first new album in 8 years, Ride Out, features new Seger performances, Detroit Made, California Stars, Devil's Right Hand, and many more. Ride Out is available now in standard and deluxe editions. Catch the Ride Out tour. Visit bobseger.com for more information. I'm Red Beard. You're in the studio with Bob Seger for the anniversary of Against the Wind.
Hi, this is Bob Seger in the studio with Against the Wind.
The number one seller, Against the Wind. I'm Redbeard. Prior to working on Against the Wind album, Seger spent about a year on the road touring behind the Stranger in Town album. So I asked him if he did a lot of writing while he was crisscrossing the world.
I didn't write on the road. That's the simple answer to that question. No, I never could. The road was such a, it's almost like being in the NBA. It's a physical thing. You can do a shoot around or something like that, but basically you've got to stay focused on the game and all your mental energy goes to the performance on stage when you're in a rock and roll band. And, so I would spend my days doing sound checks, traveling, doing set lists, talking to the guys in the band, playing tapes back with the guys in the band, and everything was really focused on the tours. And to try and write in an atmosphere like that, that's what Tina Turner used to tell me. She says, being on the road is like being in the army. And to write like that in a situation like that is exactly the opposite of what you want. Yeah, when you're writing, you're going deep into your own psyche or deep into the psyche of a character or trying to say something totally unique, and it takes tremendous concentration and discipline to stay focused on that aspect of creativity. It's a totally different thing than being on the road.
A gypsy wind is blowing warm tonight. The sky is starlit and the time is right. And still you're telling me you have to go. Before you leave, there's something you should know. Yeah, something you should know, babe. I've seen you smiling in the summer sun. I've seen your long hair flying when you run. I've made my mind up that it's meant to be. Someday, lady, you'll accomplish.
life's a losing game. You start with fire, but you lose the flame. The ashes smolder, but the warmth's soon gone. You end up cold and lonely on your own. I'll take my chances, babe, I'll risk it all. I'll win your love, or I'll take the fall. I've made my mind up, girl, it's meant to be. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me. It's written down somewhere, it's got to be. High above me, flying wild and free. Oh, but someday, lady, you'll accompany me. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me. I'll wear the rivers meet the sound and sea. I feel it in my soul, it's meant to be.
My favorite rockers from Bob Seger, from Against the Wind, is called Her Strut. And to no surprise, Bob Seger was thinking about a particular woman when he wrote it.
That song, Her Strut, was written about Jane Fonda, who later came out to see some of our shows. She heard that through kind of through the grapevine. That at the time, she was going to some congressional hearings talking about with her husband, Tom Hayden, about the campaign for economic democracies and sort of rattling some halls in Washington. And I was proud of her for doing that, you know, and I admired her crust, you know, for going in there and having the strength to speak her mind. And so I sort of wrote Her Strut about an 80s woman, you know, it was the dawn of the 80s. And I wanted to write a song about how, you know, women have become so confident and stepped out so much. And Jane was, I thought, a great role model for women. And I remember, I think it was 83 or 85, I forget which tour, she came out with her daughter, saw the show, and said, "Did you really write that song about me?" I said, "Yeah, I did." And she was so thrilled, you know. I guess it's like that was true. And I said, "Yeah, it's absolutely true."
She starts and walking, the lady will be all in.
watch her strut Bob Seger singing about Jane Fonda from the album Against the Wind. Next, we'll delve deeper into Seger's long friendship with fellow Detroit native Glenn Frey of the Eagles. Hey, Bob Seger's first new album in 8 years, Ride Out, features new Seger performances on Detroit Made, California Stars, Devil's Right Hand, and more. Ride Out is available now in standard and deluxe editions, and be sure to catch the Ride Out tour near you. Visit bobseger.com. I'm Redbeard. You're in the studio with Bob Seger, Against the Wind.
Hi, this is Bob Seger in the studio with Against the Wind.
I'm Redbeard. Over the years, Bob Seger became close with the Eagles, mainly due to his long friendship with fellow Detroit native Glenn Frey.
Well, we were real good friends when I was like 20 and Glenn was 17. I'm very happy for his success, and vice versa. He was very vital in my career because, of course, the Eagles hit big long before Silver Bullet did, and he was one of our biggest boosters. You know, I remember when the Eagles first got, they weren't even the Eagles yet, when they were with Linda Ronstadt, they talked her into doing Big River and a couple of my songs from my Mongrel album. Yeah. And he was always boosting me in California, saying, hey, this guy, you know, always talking to Henley and the guys in the band, saying, you know, we gotta rock like this. We gotta, because Glenn was really the rocker in the band initially. You know, and Glenn was like the rocker and the R&B guy, you know, and then Henley was really, the rest of them were really quite country. And then Henley got really deep into rock and roll as well. It's been, you know, we've had a great relationship for like 30 years.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we share, the mountains that we move, caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore that against the wind. We were young and strong, we were running against the wind. And the years rolled slowly past, and I found myself alone, surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends. Found myself further and further from my home, and I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live, never worried about pain or even how much I owe. Moving 8 miles a minute for months at a time, myself searching for shelter again and again, against the wind, little something against the wind. I
what to leave in, what to leave out. Against the wind, I'm still running against the wind. I'm older now, but still running against the wind. Well, I'm older now and still running against the wind. Against the wind. Against the wind. I'm still running. Running against the wind.
Against the wind.
I'm still running.
Against the wind.
I'm still running against the wind.
Against the wind.
Still running.
Against the wind.
Running against the wind. Running against the wind.
Against the wind.
See the young man run.
Against the wind.
Watch the young man run.
Against the wind.
Watch a young man running
against the wind.
I'll be running against the wind.
Against the wind.
Let the cowboys ride
against the wind. Against the wind.
Let the cowboys ride
against the wind.
I'll be riding against the wind.
Bob Seger and Glenn Frey first sang together back in 1968 on Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. In fact, it was Glenn Frey's first ever studio session. Frey also sang on Stranger in Town, that album, and then Seger invited him back to be a part of the Against the Wind sessions, including the title track.
The song Against the Wind is a typical Bob and Glenn thing, Glenn Frey thing. I wrote the song. I recorded it with Bill Simzik, and Glenn was kind enough to come down and do the backgrounds with me. He was very excited about doing the backgrounds because he was dating a girl named Janie at the time. And so he said, this will get me in, you know, good, you know. It's little things like that, you know, that people don't realize what goes on in rock and roll, you know. Janie was lovely. She was the queen of my night. And Glenn, oh, I got to sing background on that one. Oh, okay. Why? I'll tell you later.
Hold on.
busted. As the sole writer for Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, a lot of lives depended on Seger's ability to continue to write hit songs. I asked Bob if he felt that pressure of being the one to keep the machine going.
Oh, I think I've always felt that. I think that that has always been the case, you know, all the way down through the years. I've always had that attitude that I'm sort of the goose that lays the golden eggs, as it were, you know. And then after the eggs are hatched, we all raise them, you know, to draw a child-rearing analogy. I have to, and the people that know me have to understand my situation as a songwriter, which means these huge chunks of private time have to be taken away from the people that love me and are my friends or whatever, you know. It's just a fact of life. And I've always taken that responsibility seriously all through the years. The fun part about being a little older and doing this is that you can usually tell, you know, when something is going in the right direction. It's easier to see now than it was back then. I used to write the same amount of songs, but I think I'm just more astute into what is quality than I was back then.
But there was something magical about that album trifecta of Night Moves, Stranger in Town, and Against the Wind that brought Seger through his most creative and successful period. Within less than 4 years, Bob Seger had recorded 3 studio albums that sold over 17 million copies. I asked Bob Seger to reflect on that era.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. Bruce Springsteen, who was a friend of mine and still is, he used to say that he thought one of the things that really helped me was my relationship, you know, with my girlfriend Jan at the time. He thought that was really helpful to me. I was very grounded and very focused. And at that time, Bruce was very girl crazy. He was here to there, you know. So that was probably part of it, you know, I was extremely grounded in that respect. The band, we were all pulling together. I think there is a time in everybody's life, in every performer's life, and in every successful performer's and creative person's life, when everything is very easy to do. It's still very hard, but it's easier. You're at a time, maturity wise, you're at a time, youth wise, where all that's important is that career, you know, and you're very focused on it. As you get older, you start to realize that there are other things that are important too. And I don't think you have, it's as easy to create on a spontaneous level. And I think at that point, between 75 and 80, was probably physically and emotionally the high point of my creative life, as far as having it be easy. Okay? If that makes any sense, because physically I was young enough and mentally I was hungry enough to ride through those 4 albums.
Bob Seger's music has always had a cinematic feel to it, which is probably why his songs have been in more than 36 movies. One song from Against the Wind that was all set to be featured in a major film was No Man's Land.
That No Man's Land was almost the opening song for Tom Cruise's movie All the Right Moves. Right up to the last minute, they changed it. There was something in the deal went bad between Punch and the movie company, but it would have been a terrific opening song for that movie, with the Pittsburgh factories and everything, and all out there in No Man's Land and stuff like that. Listening to it back now, it's like me probably overdoing it a little bit lyrically. No Man's Land, it might be a little bit overwritten, but the spirit was definitely in the right direction. I was really trying to do something unique with that song. It's a very unusual lyric. I think of all the albums I've ever done, I think Against the Wind is the easiest for me to listen to. It's probably the most fulfilled I ever was as a songwriter. I think it's real simple to explain what drove us. We were all musicians that had been around the block. We'd all been in it about 10 years, all of us in the Silver Bullet. And we wanted it. We wanted to take it to the limit. We were hungry. We wanted to see how big we could get. And of course, in 1980, Against the Wind went number one, the album, and you can't get bigger than that. And for 19 weeks, we were either number one or number two. And at the end of the year, when Billboard told did its airplay thing, we were the number one airplay act in the United States. You know, we got more airplay than anybody. So it was, those were like kind of things that we were striving for. Let's see how far we can take it, you know? And everybody had a piece of the action, which was a good thing. Everybody saw the light of the tunnel. We pulled together as a group. Everybody made good money. So it was really a band in that sense, and my management team in that sense. Everybody was making good money. Everybody pulled together, and everybody had their two cents in what we should do. And it was, you know, Silver Bullet Band, it has always been very much a band. I think we just, we probably maxed out, you know, on Against the Wind. You know, that was probably the zenith. And then we cut back a little bit. We relaxed a little bit, said, okay, let's just take some time with our families now, you know, and then be a little more leisurely after that.
Heading in ahead now, standing on the shore. Pause a moment to reflect. Which trip cost you more? Between the ever restless crowds and the silence of your room, spend an hour in no man's land. You'll be leaving soon. Victims come and victims go. There's always lots to spare. One victim lives the tragedy. One victim stops to stare. Still another walks on by, pretending not to see. They're all out there in no man's land, 'cause it's the safest place to be. The sanctuary never comes without some kind of risk. Illusions without freedom never quite add up to bliss. The haunting and the haunted play a game no one can win. The spirits come at midnight, and by dawn they're gone again. So it seems our destiny to search and never rest, to ride that ever-changing wave that never seems to crest, to shiver in the darkest night, afraid to make a stand, and then go back and do our time out there in no man's land. Out of no man's land. Oh, out of no man's land.
Many millions of reasons why Bob Seger was finally invited into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004. I'm Redbeard, back in the studio after this. This is Redbeard in the studio. Thank you, my guest Bob Seger. Special thanks, as always, to Eddie Punch Andrews. In the studio, written and produced by yours truly, Redbeard, for Bearded Fish Productions. Copyright 2015, all rights reserved. Transcription, Jane Carpenter Brunet. Theme song by Andy Timmons. Follow In The Studio on Facebook at Redbeard Rocks on Twitter and visit inthestudio.net.